Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
John, this is a very interesting year when it comes to preparing for schools, obviously with the coronavirus factor that everyone's taking into consideration. How, I guess, much work are you guys doing with only about a month left to go till the start of school in order to help teachers? What have you guys been up to?
Yeah, in order to get ready for school, we're doing a bunch of different things. We're packing poncho packs right now, backpacks. We have 8,000 to make up. 4,000 because of the incredible donors of M&T and Geico just came on board. So there'll be 4,000 more kids that'll be getting a backpack because of them. We've been busy with that. We've done given away 110,000 new Disney books through a program we call Books and Bites. And that happened at all the school lunch sites throughout the pandemic. Kids got a lunch, but they also got a new book. So that worked out well all over Western New York. And we did healthy student supply packs, which are made of face mask and all kinds of hygiene items, hand sanitizer, toothbrush, toothpaste, all kinds of school supplies. We did 10,000 packs, and that actually just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago. So now we're on the poncho packs, and now we're getting ready for teachers that will be shopping this coming Monday morning.
Okay, so did you guys have any issue when it came to getting supplies for this year? Because school ended, what was it, back in March when everything went to distance learning, and now, you know, teachers are trying to get all their stuff together and they were given short notice. Where are you guys at right now, I guess, in the supplies of being able to accommodate all the teachers this year?
Yeah, we're doing our best. The teacher's desk, we give away $7.5 million a year in school supplies, but It obviously the schools need much more than that, even more so now because of the CDC guidelines for schools are requiring students not to share supplies. So, you know, we give enough supplies for a teacher to be able to share in a classroom, but we certainly can't supply all 150,000 students we serve. So it's makes it a little difficult. We're doing our best. We actually start shopping this coming Monday, the 17th. At 8:30, teachers have an appointment to shop online. We actually had 1,000 shopping spots that we put online yesterday morning at 6 a.m., Monday morning the 10th, and those were booked in 3 hours. So we're booked into October now for teacher shopping. So certainly the teachers are very, very eager to get back and eager to help out their kiddos again.
What's going to be, I guess, the difference when it comes to teachers wanting to actually shop for supplies? I know you guys are backed up until October now, but the actual experience, are they able to go into the building that you guys have in Buffalo and actually get supplies, or is it a case where you guys have to run it out to them, just, you know, put it in a backpack and see ya?
Yep, no, that's a great question. Because of the virus, we're not allowing teachers to shop in store yet. When schools get back to full-time, then we'll change that format. But for now, it's curbside pickup. And we have, again, 1,000 teachers scheduled. And every teacher that has an appointment will be able to drive up to, we have two lines set up outside the building. And they'll get a shopping cart filled with $1,000 in free school supplies. It's going to be generic across the board. We did our best to include everything that would work out for K through 12th grade. But then there's extra items, books, and things like that that we have our incredible volunteers sorting and prepping a bag of books for teachers. So depending on the age group you teach, there'll be specifics for those teachers, not only the books, but there's lots of other items that'll be age specific as well. We're hoping to get every teacher in and out in 3 minutes and 40 seconds in our drive-through. Because that's how quickly they need to go in and out in order to keep the line flowing.
Gotcha. So, I mean, just throughout the course of this interview, the impression that I'm getting for you guys is, you know, there's some modifications to what you had to do, such as doing the curbside service, but largely it's just business as usual for you guys?
100%. Yep, we're doing the same thing we've always done. Curbside is making a total change. The other change that's going to be incredibly dramatic and incredibly difficult for us is all of our special needs children. We have 110 special needs adults and students that volunteer every week with us at the teacher's desk. Those are all on hold for a while. They package all our pencils, our markers, our crayons, all kinds of supplies for us, and they're just a wonderful blessing to have. That's going to be on hold for a bit. But that and curbside are the two major changes at the teachers' desk for this year.
Gotcha. Okay. John, anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
No, we're thrilled. Stay safe. God bless you guys.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.